time and again, the one executive who legitimately could consider himself and be considered a friend of jazz was Lundvall. I mean, Bruce Lundvall, in his period as president of Columbia Records, or whatever the proper designation would be, and then subsequently when he got into that musician label, the Elektra period, he was able to bully people into treating jazz like a legitimate part of the sales picture. And for all of the good intentions, and sometimes the success of a few other people, I find myself now having no hesitation in saying what Bruce accomplished was more than anybody else did. And no question about that.